Billy Brandt bolted awake when someone began pounding on the door of his truck cab. "What do you want?" he yelled from the sleeping compartment as he tried dragging on his faded jeans. "Breakfast in 15 minutes at the house on the hill. Hurry up if you want to ride up there," John hollered back in good humor. Poking his head around the curtain that separated the cab from the sleeping compartment, Billy was shocked to find his brother staring back at him. "What are you doing here? I left you in L.A. yesterday." "Open the door, man. I can hardly hear you," John admonished with a wide grin. Reaching over, Billy gave the door a shove. "What are you doing here?" he twanged. "My wife decided a quick trip was in order to check on the wine stock," John explained happily. "She's got ham and eggs cooking, so hurry up. Otherwise, we won't make it back down here on time to supervise the unloading." "No need to ask twice," Billy said. "Ain't often I get a home-cooked meal." When everyone was gathered around the kitchen table 15 minutes later, Billy offered to say grace. "Thank you, Lord, for family." "Amen," John agreed before diving into the plate of food Catherine sat in front of him. "Hey, where are you going?" he asked when his wife moved away with her plate. Giving a little tug dropped her into his lap, and John smiled in contentment. Catherine giggled and wiggled until she found a comfortable spot.
"There are enough chairs to go around, you know," she teased.
"I know," John replied around a mouthful of toast. "But there's less chance of confusion this way." Billy chuckled. "How long you two been married?" he asked.
"Just about 8 months," Catherine answered.
"Newlyweds, eh?" "Something like that," John answered with a lopsided grin after placing a quick kiss on Catherine's neck.
"The housekeeper set out towels and things in one of the extra bedrooms if you want to shower and change before you need to meet the receiving clerk at the winery."
"Thanks," Billy acknowledged. "Never been up this way before and wasn't sure where I'd find a truck stop." Catherine finished the small pile of scrambled eggs on her plate and scooted off John's lap.
"Just put your dishes by the sink when you're done," she directed. "I have a few phone calls to make before joining you at the winery. If you have any laundry, Billy, bring it back up when you come, and we'll get it taken care of while you're here."
John poked his head into the study about a half an hour later and found his wife furiously scratching more of her crazy hen tracks while listening intently to whoever was on the other end of the line. When she hung up, John was tempted to flee. It wasn't often Catherine's anger got the best of her, but the livid woman in front of him was on a short fuse. "What is it, sweetheart?" he asked cautiously.
"Maud's most recent paramour has been making some subtle inquiries of his own, and it seems the general uncovered several inconsistencies in the previous management of Maud's assets. He's on his way over from Santa Rosa now, so I'm hoping you won't mind checking the wine shipments by yourself."
"I don't mind checking on the liquor stock, but I don't like the idea of you meeting with this guy alone. Do you suppose we can round up Shaughnessy or Lloyd to sit in on the meeting?" John asked. Pondering the suggestion, she shrugged her shoulders.
"Mrs. Norris will be in the house. That should be sufficient."
"I still don't like it, baby. We don't know this man, and with everything that's happening, I think you should have a neutral third party in attendance. We don't know who we can trust, so I'd feel better if Shaughnessy, Lloyd, or Pastor Thomas was here," John requested. "If you can't find one of them to come over, then call down to the warehouse, and I'll come back up." Catherine sighed.
"Okay, I'll try to round someone up."
James Thompson wrangled his three exuberant nieces into his mother's station wagon and gave Gran a weary smile.
"You sure your new grandson is ready for all this?" he joked.
"That boy's been looking for his family his whole life," Lily Brandt advised. "I don't think he's going to mind a few extra arms to welcome him home."